This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tan Chung Han, Brian Fernandez, and myself, Sharad Kutin, with the top business stories of the day. It's just a little past 7:45 in the morning. It's the 12th of December. Remember, you can always join us in this conversation. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now let's turn our attention to something, a brand that's become quite well-known. It's quite ubiquitous. You see in almost every corner of the valley. Old Town, Old Town Berhad has received a notice of a buyout offer from Dutch coffee company Jacobs Douwe Egberts. The deal is worth some 1.5 billion ringgit. So who are these guys, the Douwe Egberts of the world?
The Douwe Egberts, or Jacobs Douwe Egberts, JDE, okay, for short. They are a Dutch private company. So they own a number of beverage brands like Jacobs Coffee, Tassimo, Mokona, Instant Coffee, and Senseo, etc. Okay, so these guys were formed back in 2015 following the merger of the coffee division of Mondelez International with Douwe Egberts. I feel so continental right now, just rattling off all these names. So recently, they also bought the Singapore-listed Super Group back in June. That cost them some 1.5 billion Singapore dollars, or about 4.4 billion ringgit. So that was their first foray into Asia. Looks like Asia is certainly the flavor of the day. They are set to lap up Old Town as well.
Yeah, so basically, JDE has launched the takeover, valuing Old Town at 1.47 billion ringgit. According to CIMB Investment Bank, who's the principal advisor for the deal, the offer's at 318 a share. That's 10% higher than its last traded price on December 7th of 2 ringgit and 88 cents. And it works out to be a multiple of 22 times Old Town's earnings. So Old Town principal shareholders have accepted the deal. They own 51.5% of the group. The shareholders are Old Town International Sendirian Berhad, which owns 42.58%, Old Town International's chairman Lee Seun Heng, 1.34%, Moa Investment Management Limited, 7.52%. Moa is a privately owned independent investment firm with offices in Singapore, Calgary, and Toronto in Canada. So this deal is conditional upon being approved by antitrust authorities.
Yeah, and so what does this mean for shareholders? Well, we'll certainly take a look at how shareholders react to that news when markets open in just about an hour or so from now, right? But apparently, according to media reports, JDE, that Dutch company, once this takeover is completed, they plan to delist and privatize Old Town. So what's in it for JDE? So obviously, they've got the massive number of outlets that Old Town has. I think 232 outlets. 189 of them are here in Malaysia. The rest are abroad. I think they just started their China outlet, I think, earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. And then speaking about China, I was reading some analyst reports, and according to a Maybank investment report, from a couple of years ago, the instant coffee, right? Like the Old
three
Town,
in one.
Yeah, the 3-in-1. That's hugely popular. Has a substantial amount of market share when it comes to that product segment in China and Hong Kong.
But that would make sense because that's probably why they bought into the super group in Singapore. That's basically their main business, this premix and also 3-in-1 mixes. So apparently Old Towns, for example, are sold in 17 countries. It's been listed since... So how's the share been performing? So it's been listed since 2011. Last week, the share price shot up 18% to 45 cent, 18.5%. It's currently at 288. It's all-time high. Basically, year-to-date, it's gained 57%. Mm. And its all-time high was in May 22nd, 3 ringgit 35.
Yeah, so it makes sense. You know, Old Town, they've got the manufacturing side of things. They've got the retail outlets. They have presence in 17 different countries, or at least penetration into 17 different countries. You know, and their numbers have been quite stellar as well. So for their second financial quarter, which ended September 30th, revenue was almost 68 million ringgit. And then, and that's for the manufacturing of beverages. Over 46 million ringgit for the operation of the cafe chain. So that 46 million accounts for over 40% of total revenue there. So again, total revenue revenue, top line growing 15% on year, over 114 million ringgit. Again, that's for the 3 months ending September 30th.
Now, overall, let's look at the broader F&B sector. So according to MIDF research, the F&B sector's gross margin is expected to gradually improve in the coming quarters. This is because the price correction is evident in many commodities like raw sugar, milk powder, cocoa, Arabica coffee beans since the start of 2017. Now, however, competition on the local consumer market remain tight. F&B players are going through a period of operating consolidation in their local businesses.
Okay, let's move on to other news. Yesterday, key boardroom changes were announced at Post-Malaysia, Khazanah, as well as Malayan United Industries, or MUI. Let's start with Post-Malaysia, Brian.
Yeah, so Post-Malaysia announced the resignation of its group CEO, Datuk Mohamad Shukri Mohamad Saleh, effective 31st December 2017. Shukri has expressed his desire to make a career change, according to Post Malaysia, for some time, having served DRB Highcom, the parent company of Post Malaysia, for 12 years, including serving Post Malaysia for 5 years. Dato' Azlan Shahrim has been appointed as acting CEO and will report to the board until a suitable candidate is found.
Now, what analysts are saying is that since Dato' Shukri became CEO, he has helped transform Post Malaysia into an integrated logistics player, helping them ride the e-commerce wave.
Yeah, so he joined Post Malaysia back in 2011. Now, this time last year, actually, I did an interview with him. That was for TV. And, you know, he was basically going through, you know, how Post Malaysia, given that it's a 200-year-old company, okay, you know, what the future looks for them. So it appears that, you know, he's leaving at a time where Post Malaysia's footing is pretty secure, at least in terms of its future prospects. You hear them in the news recently, you know, being involved with DFTZ. That's the Digital Free Trade Zone over there. Certainly, riding the wave of e-commerce. From what I recall, he was telling me about how Post Malaysia is actually setting up these little spaces next to some of their post offices, whereby they actually train these budding entrepreneurs how to use the system, how to set up their websites, how to set up their e-commerce, their e-commerce businesses.
I mean, Shukri is doing so well. Why is he leaving?
Well, I mean, like Brian said, no, he says that he's been, craving a change in career. Well, that's what he says. Or at least that's what the Bursa announcement says.
And also, you've got to look at what he's done. He's just taken this old company and transformed it over a period of time, propelling it to greater growth opportunities with e-commerce.
He's gotten bored because of his success, isn't it?
Yeah, well, perhaps it's bigger opportunities than
career change. You know, you read into that what you will.
Okay, very quickly, how has the share performance of Post Malaysia been the last few years?
Well, it closed at 5.39 yesterday, but in December 19th last year, its share price was only 3.80. Market cap is currently 4.29 billion, but get this, 2012, it was only 1.46 billion. So it's done. The market obviously liked what Shukri's done.
Okay, very quickly, another company which changes the top because Khazanah Malaysia. Khazanah announced changes in its board and senior management yesterday. Let's look at the board level appointments.
Yeah, so basically, Tan Sri Mohammad Noor Yusof has been appointed as chairman. Tan Sri Andrew Heng has been appointed now as Khazanah Research Chairman. They've also
Andrew Sheng.
Yeo Ka Peng also appointed to the board. But key thing is the appointment of two new deputy managing directors, Ahmad Zukain On and Tengku Dato' Sri Azmil Zaharuddin Raja Abdul Aziz as deputy managing directors. Both of them, it's a promotion and it's part of Khazanah's leadership renewal and succession plan.
Look, I think when it comes to leadership renewal, I think the key one here is Tan Sri Azman Mokhtar, right? He's helmed Khazanah for 15 years or so. His contract is due up, I think, in a year and a half. I think that is a key appointment that everyone's looking out for. I mean, no offense to the other guys, but hey, you know, there's a bigger fish up there.
Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Then we'll be back with the Breakfast Grill and our guest this morning, Datuk Wan Kamaruzaman Wan Ahmad of QAP. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.